Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Vav Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're getting close to the end of Simon Tof Mem Beis. And the Mechaber begins with Sif Tes, and he tells us, Chometz Shenis Afesh Kodim Zman Isuro. If you have a chometz tika item that got spoiled before Pesach, before the Zman of the Isser, before the sixth hour of Erev Pesach, and it's no longer edible even for a dog, or alternatively, Oshes Sirofo Ba'esh, and the Rama adds from the Ran, Kodim Zmano, you burnt it with fire before the Zman of the Beer, and it was destroyed to the point, V'nechrach, it was so burnt, Ad She'eino Roy L'Kelev, it's no longer edible for a dog. Or, O sheyichadu liyeshiva, or you designated a block of chometz for a chair. And in addition to designating it to be a chair, you also were tachos obatit, you plastered it, so to say, with some sort of a pitch or tar over here. In all of these situations, the chometz is no longer edible. Mutar l'kayma b'Pesach. You're not over ba'yira, ba'yimotze, you don't have to do beer, you're allowed to keep it in your possession on Pesach. Now, we said quite a bit over here. So first of all, let's look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masul, Chomet Shinis Afesh. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us over here that the Mechaber's opinion is based upon the opinion of the Rambam. But he says the opinion of the Ravid is that even if you have Soor, you have real block of Chometz over here that is now Toch Betit, Chayiv Levayr, you must get rid of it. Afilu im Nisafesh Ashinisas Nisal Me'achilas Kelim, even if it's no longer edible for a dog. If it's pure sourdough over here, you must get rid of it. And he says the Rambam disagrees with this. And he says the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah all say the Halacha is like the Rambam over here. This is also brought down by the Magen Avraham. And this seems to be the Psak over here of the Mechaber. But he says, look in the Prichodesh and in the Vilna Gaon, in the Gra, that they bring a proof to the Ravid from a Tosefta and Beitza, where it says, Beferish, that Soar is by definition Nifsa Me'achil HaSkelev. And therefore, the Prichodesh says over here that the Halacha is like the Ravid. And in fact, this is a big tmiya on how could the Rambam paskin against this Tosefta and Beitza. And then the Chofetz Chaim goes through an Arichas over here to explain the difference between the block of chometz that the Bryce is talking about, the Tosefta is talking about, versus our case over here, Ayin and the rest of this footnote. And the bottom line he concludes is that we do take the lenient opinion over here, the Rambam, lehalacha. Let's explore this opinion now more in the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot Lamites. And he writes, Rosh Loma, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shenivsal me'achilas kelev kodim zman yisuro. It had to obviously be not edible for the dog before the Zman of the Isser, because the Imkodim Pesach Lonitz Kalko, Rachmichlis Odom, if it was destroyed to the point that a human wouldn't eat it, but a dog would still eat it before Pesach, and then only on Pesach, Ubisocha Pesach, after the Zman of the Isser, Niskalko Biyosu, then it got more ruined, Achin Royal Achilles Kelev, only then it became no longer Royal Achilles Kelev, but at the start of Pesach it was Royal Achilles Kelev, then in that situation, Hoyachai Levar, then you would have been obligated to get rid of it, because Kivin Shibishor, Shigiaz Manchi of Habir, because at the time that the chiyuv to be mevirit would have occurred at the start of the sixth hour, Hayroya Dain L'Chilas Kelev, it still was edible for a dog, therefore the chiyuv would have taken effect, and then even if the chiyuv theoretically goes away, so to say, it's no longer Royal L'Chilas Kelev, no, the chiyuv is still there, and you'd have to go and destroy it, you'd have to be mevirit. The Chofetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion, Osama He says, because the Afro bi'alma lo amrinon elim ken eno Royal L'Chilas Kelev, we define something as being like the dust of the earth, it's hefker, it's worthless, only if it's not Royal L'Chilas Kelev. Is brought down from the Rif. And he says, V'av she'achakach niskalko b'yosef, even though ultimately, subsequently, it does become no longer Royal Achilles Kelev, that doesn't destroy the original chiv that you had at that time. And u'kamoshe skimu aposkim, din niskalko l'chomitz besocha pesach, achin Royal Achilles Kelev, chayu levar. And this is, in fact, the halacha that most poskim agree to, that even if it becomes destroyed beyond the Achilles Kelev on Pesach, you still have a mitzvah to go and be mevirit. Now we go to Sivkot Mem in the Mishneh Berurah, and he says that it had to have occurred kodim zmano, lafuki le'achas zmano, as opposed to, as we've already said, after the zman, because while it's burned somewhat, lo nifka isura ad sorf le'ligamri. The isur over here of bayirah bayimatze is still present in a slightly burned or somewhat burned form, only it goes away if it's totally burned. So here, if it wasn't totally burned, kodim zmano, ad she'ein aroy le'kelev, then you have to go burn it, you still have the mitzvah of beer on this item. Sivkot Mem Aleph, or Sheyichadol Yeshiva. Mishneh Berurah explains, Shaya lo gush ove shel chometz. You have a block of chometz over here, and in the Sharatzion O Samach Zayin, he tells us, this is a Gemara where it tells us that Kofes Soar Sheichadul Yeshiva, a block of Soar that you designated for a chair to sit on. And the Gemara says over there in the name of Rav that you have to also, in addition to designating it for Yeshiva, you have to be Toch Panel Betit. You also have to destroy it somewhat by putting in pitch or tar over here. And Rashi says over here that's to make it able to be sat upon. And it's Mashma from Rashi that you need both. You need both the Yichud Li Yeshiva and as well as Toch before now. You have to baste it over here with the tar. And if you don't do either one, if you just do designating for Yeshiva or you just Toch Panel Luchud, Lo Mahani. That's the opinion of Rashi. The Bach disagrees and says, no, if you Toch Panel Luchud, that would be good enough. The Chavetz Chaim goes there through an Arichus as well, and he says the bottom line is we don't paskin like this Bach over here. And he said he found the Rabbeinu Hanano and the Itur Beferish, like Rashi, that you need both designating it for Yeshiva and Toch Panel, and not like the Bach, that one of the two would be fine. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, what type of block of chametz are we talking about? It can be bein isa kosher, it could be a hard dough, or bein pots, or a piece of bread, and it's become so hard that you can now sit on it. V'yichadu l'yeshiva, and you designated it for a chair, kodem Pesach, before the zman of the Isser. And he says, I v'avdu b'date silko mitoras ochel u'bitlo rak lozeh. Normally, your designation alone should have been adequate. Nevertheless, afilu hachi kozman shelo toch betit lo mahani bitulo. As we pointed out from Rashi, that until you go and also baste it with tar over here, unless you do both, the designation and the basting with the tar over here, then it would not be good. Lo mahani bitulo. Your bitul, your designation over here doesn't work. V'toch betit luchude, likewise lo mahani. And if you just put in the tar, that doesn't do anything over here. Kozman shelo yichadu l'yeshiva. You also need the designation for yeshiva. So again, as we pointed out, you need both. Sivkot men beis. So what does that mean? Ubezeh mahani, when you go and baste it over here, you plaster it over here with this pitcher, this tar, afilu nifsal chametz milachila. This works even if the chametz is still edible itself. The reason is, v'tamishum debitla ayidezeh mishem ocha, because you have designated it as being no longer a food. And therefore, even though it may be royally achila, it's not a food anymore. And he says, v'nei miloshan machaber mashim detzorach lochoso bikol tzad, that you have to plaster it over here, baste it over here on all sides. It's not enough to just do it on the top, albeit in the Sharatzion Os Ayin, he brings down that from Rashi, it looks like it might be just on the top part, Mashma Derak Lamala B'Mokom HaMoshav. However, the Karben Asano says that according to the Rosh, it means on all sides over here, but it's not a pure Raya. But the Maisa, he says you should do it on all sides. However, B'Gemara, Isa V'Toch Panel Betit, and maybe V'Ulai, the Meforish Panel, when it says over there in the Gemara Panel, it means Hainu Pinei Hakopis Sor Mikol Tzad. It doesn't mean just the top part, it means on all sides. Now, this has a tremendous Navkamin over here. You can see in Dershu footnote number 56. If you have some, let's say like macaroni that becomes hard, and you color it, or you put lacquer on it, so the Shelos HaTshuvos Arul Tzion says, in this situation, you would be allowed to keep it. It's not over by your Abayim Motzei. Shekiva Sheichad Moshem Noi, you're using it as a necklace over here, and you did a Maisa of dyeing it, or coloring it, or lacquering it, so you're Mevatel it from being Shemocho. That's exactly the case over here of, you have the Sor Yeshiva of Etachos Obatit. He says, likewise, if you have rat poison over here that's mixed in with wheat, so he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Evin Shasiya, Mutu Lashasos Lashoso, you're allowed to keep this rat poison out, not a problem, you can own it, you don't have to be Mavirat, because you were Miyachated over here for the rat poison. He has potential reasons why this might not be good, but Lamaisa, we allow this. Look in the rest of this Dershu footnote for the details. Now we go to Sifkot Mem Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, you'd be allowed in all of these situations to keep it in your possession, not be over by your Rabbi Motzei. He says, well, what din the mutabana? And you can sit on it, you can enjoy it. However, ba'achila also, but you certainly still aren't allowed to eat it. But this is a din midrabanan, at achar Pesach. You can't eat this thing until after Pesach. So it's not a problem of chomish shavuos Pesach, it's not a problem with hanah on Pesach, but you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach midrabanan. And he brings down, this is a din from the Taz and the Sharatzion Osayin Beis, and he says, Nira da Taz lo koi rak al chomit shenis apesh osrof. He's talking about over here the situations where it's spoiled or it was burned, but not on the case of yichadul yeshiva, in the case of the block that he set up as a chair, because the chomit that's inside that is royal achila, and certainly in that situation, le'inyon bir patro mishum shebitlo. We only don't make you be over by your bayimotze, but you certainly wouldn't be able to eat this. And the Yishu footnote number 60, the Chazanish points out that this still may be only Nisa Durabanan over here because you were mevatel it from being Shem Achilos, even though it's edible, it may not be Nisa Duraisa, it may only be Nisa Durabanan. Look in Dershu footnote number 60 for more details about that. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yaf agav de'achilo she'ena ru'yahi d'ho nifsal lako. Why are you over in Issa d'Rabbanan over here? It's no longer edible. Mekom makom kiven shurotze lechol. Since you are now trying to eat it, also d'ho achsevi, because of the principle of achsevi that we brought down the other day, that you're making it into a food by your eating it, so therefore it would be also d'Rabbanan to eat. He says, V'davko b'zeh d'achsevi, but it's only in a situation where you are machsevi to eat. But if some crumbs of this item that you have not designated to eat, but it's falls into your food, afilu rak berubo, even if some of it, the food is still able to be eaten. The kosher Pesach tikka food that you have, that some of this nifsal miachilas kelev chometz that had been spoiled fell into your food unintentionally, then we don't say achseve. Unless olochal oso amaychol, the whole chometz zeh kiafer biyamad. This is in fact real dust of the earth. And he brings down something called almudei. What is this almudei? She'osim yishuman dogim. It's made from the fat of the fish. Im lechem koli, with some sort of a toasted bread. Kol mepesach. It's made before Pesach. So im yadu alo she'lechem oya koli kokach achin aroy lechilas kelev. If the bread was burned so much, it was toasted so much that it wouldn't be eaten by a dog before Pesach, so then mutar lekayim bePesach v'lim kol yakim. Then you'd be allowed to keep it in your possession. You wouldn't be over by Rav Matze, and you'd be allowed to sell it to a goy. However, avolosel achil, you still can't eat it, because again, achshavei, if you're eating it, then it's an issur d'rabbanan. V'meinu yadulo, if you don't know, was it nifsal miachilas kelev before Pesach or not? Also af lekayim v'lehanos mimenu. Then you're not allowed to go and keep it. You'd be over by Rav Matze, and you wouldn't be allowed to get any hanor from it if you didn't mevar it. The issue footnote number 57 brings down, if somebody swears that he won't eat something, and then he eats dirt, so we said he's potter. So how come we don't say achshavei in that situation? So the Bach explains there's a difference between bread that's spoiled or burnt and dust, which was never a food item. The bread, which once was edible and now is spoiled or burnt beyond edibility, even though it can't be eaten right now, you could theoretically mix it with something and eat it. And therefore, that's what this almudi is over here. And he says, that's why dust, which is not roy ever, so that if you ate it after you made a neder not to eat, you're not considered having broken your neder. The issue foot number 58 brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shema Chometz Nofa Mimela, when the Chometz fell in by itself. When you're eating this Taroves, you're not intending to eat the Chometz. And therefore, you didn't put it in there, and therefore there's no din of Achshavei. And this explanation the Chazon Ish uses to explain the Shulchan Aruch that says, also Lechol Dover Shein Oroi Lechilo Shein Esari Bo Chometz Kigon HaTariyaka, the medicinal plaster that we had talked about previously, and that's in that situation, you put the chometz in the kavana, and therefore also la'ochlo afa bisha chometz shibasocha in a royal achil, even though it's not edible, because you are achshaveid in that situation, as opposed to here that you're not. The issue foot number 59 brings down from the Chazon Ish as well. Shafilu mochometz l'nifsal meichiles kelev el meichiles adam, consistent with what we learned from the Chazon Ish before. He says even if it's only not royal achilas adam, it still is edible for a dog. Mutar lechol ha-tarovis. The shita of the Chazon Ish is different than the Mishnah Berurah. He says you are allowed to eat the tarovis because he says shehu meura b'davar acher ein hi roi lahachmitz isos acheros. When it's mixed in over here, it no longer is going to be capable of being mechametz other isos, and therefore, as long as it's roi not for a person, even though it's still roi for a dog, it is not osur. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Dio shu mevushal b'sheichos orim. If you have some sort of an ink that was made from some sort of a barley beer that was you extracted some of the dye from it over here, mutar lichtobo, you can use this chometz dikka dye and write with it on Pesach. What's the concern? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkat mem dalet, wrote to Lomar, he's telling us over here, kodem zman of beer, as long as it was prepared before the zman of beer, you're allowed to use it on Pesach. And the reasoning is, vatam, da fotzim ushar dvarim hamorim shenisaribo, the gallnut juices and the other things that you have bitter that you put inside this concoction over here, bevadai pigamuhu lahashechor, they make the shechor no longer edible, achin aroy lishtia afilu lekalev, they wouldn't be edible even for a dog, and the Chazon Ish, again, in Dirshu foot number 61, would hold, it just has to be nifsal meachilas adam, ulekach mutar lichtobo b'moy, therefore, you're allowed to write with it on on Chol HaMoed. Avon Bishol Nochri VePesach, said the Yob, but if it was actually cooked on Pesach, then Hanal, as we've explained, also Lichtobo, then you wouldn't be allowed to write with it, because Kivan Shalom Nifsal HaShecho Mechilas Kelab Kohen Zmano, because it was edible at the time of the Issur of Beer, so then you have to be Mavired. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem He tells us, V'lo Chayshin, and we don't concern ourselves with over here, in this case, with the dye, the ink, Shema Yishkach V'iten Kol Muso L'Soch Piv K'derech HaSovrim. We're not worried over here that you may put the pen in your mouth, the quill in your mouth over here, like it was the custom of people to do, the sofrim, the scribes to do, because why aren't we concerned? It should be even not allowed to be put into your mouth. You're not allowed to eat it over here, even if you're allowed to own it. The only reason you normally can't eat something like this is because you're machshiv it by putting it in your mouth, even though it's posel or nifsal miachilas kelev. But here, if you put it in your mouth, you'll be machshiv it. But when the person puts the pen in his mouth, mashekein bazeh, he's not intending to eat this. He's putting it into his mouth. There is no problem over here, and you're allowed to do that, even though you may come to put it into your mouth. And he brings down the name of the Magen Avraham in the name of Trumas Hadeshen. The issue footnote number 63 has a very important discussion over here. He says, Klomar, you have no intention of really eating the ink over here. You just want to put the pen in your mouth. This was the people's custom, or people do that out of their habit. And Rav Nissen Karlis Shlita brings down, that's why it's mutul le'echos as a komus v'piv apimezit. There's no problem even l'chatchila putting the pen in your mouth, because you have no intention of eating it over here. Ida Mishmur says, lo chayshinun shema yishkach v'iten komus l'sof piv, implied that if you put it in your mouth, it's no good. He says, that's not the right lashon. He says, shlo ich pat lanu im yachnis as a komus v'piv. What the Mishmur is really telling us over here is that we don't care if you put it in your mouth, because you're not being machshiv it over here. This leads to a very, very important discussion about various other items that you put in your mouth, such as, for example, toothpaste or mouthwash. Mishchas shinayim, toothpaste, or meipeh, mouthwash. Shiyesh bem chometz, shenifsal mechilas kelev. They're made with chometz, and before Pesach, they're nifsal mechilas kelev, and they make them into toothpaste and mouthwash. According to Chazon Ish, it doesn't have to be nifsal mechilas kelev. It could be even nifsal mechilas adam. And in this situation, based upon what we just said, Rav Nissen Karlis Shlita says, Mutul ishtamish mem bePesach. You're allowed to use these products on Pesach, even though you're putting them in your mouth, because you're not intending to eat them. And you're normally intending to spit out the mouthwash, spit out the toothpaste, and even if some gets swallowed, it's not a problem. This is also the opinion of the Shelus HaTshuvas Or Lutzion. However, as we'll see, the opinion of Rav Yashiv is different, that you're not allowed to use anything like this without Hashkocha. You must have kosher Pesach Hashkocha. What about lipstick? So lipstick, which women may put on their lips and sometimes get swallowed when you eat, so he says, as long as it's nifsal mechilas kelev, according to the Mishnah Berurah, or nifsal meyachilas adam, according to the Chazon Ish, so the Shelus HaTshuvas Or Lutzion would bring down that you're allowed to put this lipstick on your lips over here, even though you may come to swallow some of it when you eat. Nevertheless, your intention isn't to eat it over here, and therefore it's mutter. As I pointed out, Rav Yashiv disagrees, and he says you should only use these items on Pesach if they have a hashkocha, and this is because of the chumrah of Pesach, not because it's technically awesome. In addition, what about cleaning agents or detergents or things like that, household solutions that are not royal achilas kelim? So Rav Yashiv says here as well that one should only use them on Pesach if they have a hashkocha, that there's no chametz inside of them. However, he does point out, if you're cleaning your house before Pesach, even the areas that you're going to use for eating purposes on Pesach, and using a detergent or some sort of a solution that has chametz mixed in it before Pesach, that's not a problem, and you can still use that area as kosher Pesach area on Pesach. With this, we conclude today's shiur.